kalau saudara mempunyai sebuah perusahaan, ada dua orang pelamar untuk perusahaan Anda.
So if you have a company and you want to employ someone and there are two people who apply for the job.
Yang pertama seorang yang pandai namun tidak bertanggung jawab dengan pekerjaan yang diberikan kepadanya.
So the first person is very clever but he's not responsible.
Sementara orang yang kedua dia tidak sepandai orang yang pertama tetapi dia selalu bertanggung jawab untuk pekerjaannya.
When the second person is not as clever as the first one but is very very responsible in whatever task that he's been given.
Maka pertanyaan saya saudara, orang yang mana yang Anda terima untuk company Anda?
So the question that I ask you is which person that you will employ.
Saudara dan saya pasti setuju untuk mengambil orang yang tidak terlalu pintar tetapi dia selalu bertanggung jawab dengan pekerjaan yang yang diberikan kepada dia.
You would probably agree with me that the person that you will employ is the person who's not as clever as the first one but he will be very responsible.
Ini bukan hanya pada zaman sekarang tetapi 2000 tahun yang lalu pun hal tersebut berlaku, saudara.
This is not applicable only for today, but it's also applicable even 2000 years ago.
Inilah yang Yesus sampaikan 2000 tahun yang lalu dalam sebuah perumpamaan, saudara.
That was what Jesus conveyed 2000 years ago in a parable.
Dia berbicara tentang seorang tuan yang akan berpergian dan kemudian orang ini memberikan kepercayaan kepada tiga hambanya.
He spoke about a master who have to travel and he entrusted responsibilities to his three servants.
Hamba yang pertama dia serahkan 5 talenta.
To the first he gave him 5 bags of talents.
Hamba yang kedua dia serahkan 2 talenta.
To the second one 2 talents.
Dan sementara yang ketiga, orang yang ketiga dia serahkan 1 talent.
And to the third one he only gave him 1 talent.
Saudara, Anda masih ingat bagaimana akhir dari cerita ini?
So surely you will remember what's the ending of this parable.
Saudara, pada waktu Tuhan ini kembali dan memanggil 3 orang hambanya.
When the master came back from his journey and he called his 3 servants.
Saudara, dia berkata kepada orang yang pertama, hamba yang pertama dan hamba yang kedua.
He said to the first and the second servants.
Matius 25 kalau kita bisa lihat ayat 21 dan 23, saudara.
This is in Matthew 25 verse 21 and 23.
Inilah yang Yesus katakan, apa yang Tuhan itu katakan kepada kedua hambanya.
This is what the master said to his 2 servants.
Baik sekali perbuatanmu itu, hai hambaku yang setia dan yang baik dan setia.
Well done, good and faithful servant.
Engkau telah setia dalam perkara yang kecil, perhatikan. Engkau telah setia perkara kecil dan aku akan memberikan kepadamu tanggung jawab yang lebih besar.
So pay attention to this verse. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things.
Masuklah dan turutlah dalam kebahagiaan Tuhanmu.
Come and share your master's happiness.
Saudara, sementara kepada hamba yang ketiga yang tidak bertanggung jawab, maka tuannya berkata demikian.
But to the third one, which is not responsible servant, he says like this.
Hai, engkau hamba yang jahat dan malas.
You wicked and lazy servant.
Saudara, orang yang tidak bertanggung jawab adalah orang yang malas.
So a responsible person is a lazy person.
Saudara bisa menjadi orang Kristen yang tiap minggu ke gereja.
You may be Christians who attend the church week after week.
Tetapi kalau saudara tidak pernah hidup bertanggung jawab atas hidupmu dan atas pekerjaan yang dipercayakan kepadamu, engkau tidak akan berhasil.
But if you never take responsibility upon the things that has been entrusted to you, you will never succeed.
Tuhan selalu menghargai orang yang bertanggung jawab.
God honors people who have responsibility.
Kepada setiap orang, Dia selalu menyediakan hal-hal yang lebih besar lagi.
To those who are responsible, He will entrust even bigger responsibilities.
Coba kita lihat, saudara, kejadian 3000 tahun yang lalu dengan Daud, saudara.
Let us look back an episode in David's life 3000 years ago.
Saudara, Daud dikenal orang yang rendah hati.
David is known as a humble person.
Dia bukan orang yang sempurna.
He's nowhere near perfect.
Dia punya kelemahan dengan wanita.
He has weakness towards women.
Dia melakukan satu hal yang jahat di mata Tuhan.
He committed something which is very, very evil in the eyes of God.
Tetapi dia bertobat dan Tuhan mengampuni dia.
But he repented and God forgave him.
Dan Tuhan tidak pernah melupakan garis keturunan Daud.
And God never forget David bloodline.
Saudara, kalau kita lihat kembali lagi dalam hidup Daud, yang pertama sekali Daud bertanggung jawab terhadap perkara yang kecil.
So if we look back at David's life, the first thing that we can see is that he is responsible for the small things.
Ketika dia masih remaja, saudara, papanya mempercayakan dia hanya 2-3 kambing domba untuk digembalakan.
When he was still in his youth, his father entrusted him only about 3 sheep to be looked after.
Saudara, dia tidak dipercayakan 100 atau 1000 kambing domba, melainkan 2-3.
He was not trusted with thousands of sheep and lamb, but only 3.
Jadi Daud memelihara apa yang dipercayakan kepada dia, bertanggung jawab apa yang dipercayakan kepada dia.
But David took responsibility and looked after those sheep really, really well.
Saudara, dari sini dia belajar untuk membangun kapasitas dia.
So from there he learned how to build his capacity.
Satu kali ketika kambing dombanya mau diterkam oleh beruang.
When his sheep was going to be eaten by a bear.
Di dalam 1 Samuel 17 ayat 34 sampai 36, saudara.
In 1 Samuel 17 verse 34 to 36.
Daud berkata kepada Saul.
David said to Saul.
Ketika dia menghadapi Goliat.
When he was facing Goliath.
Saul bilang, kamu masih kecil, masih muda, mana mungkin kamu punya pengalaman untuk menghadapi orang seperti itu.
Saul was saying to David, you are still so young, how can you defeat Goliath who is so big and experienced?
Tanpa Daud menyadari, di dalam kesetiaan dalam perkara yang kecil, 2-3 domba ini, dia dilatih Tuhan untuk membunuh beruang.
So unknown to David, in this little thing that he was responsible for in the 3 sheep, he was being trained by God in order to kill bears.
Daud katakan kepada Saul, kamu tahu enggak, raja tahu enggak? Setiap kali beruang datang untuk menerkam 2-3 ekor kambing dombaku, aku menghadapi mereka.
So David said to Saul, do you know that every time a bear tried to attack my flock, I always defended them?
Saudara, dari sini saya belajar 2 hal tentang Daud, saudara.
So from this verse I learned 2 things about David.
Orang yang bertanggung jawab terhadap perkara yang kecil, dia menghargai kepercayaan yang sekecil apapun.
A person who is responsible, number one, he values responsibilities even the smallest ones.
Saudara, ayahnya kasih dia 2-3 domba, tetapi dia menghargai hal tersebut, saudara.
His father only entrusted 2-3 sheep, but he took serious responsibilities upon those sheep.
Satu kali kalau Anda mau jadi orang yang berhasil, Anda mesti setia dalam perkara yang kecil.
If you want to be successful in your life, you have to be trustworthy even in the little things.
Saudara, kalau Anda melihat perkara, Anda mengukur semuanya itu dengan kapasitas Anda dan menganggap enteng hal yang kecil, Anda tidak akan berhasil di kemudian hari.
If you look things according to your capacity and you look down on little things, you will never succeed in your life.
Malam satu kali, saudara, malam itu sekelompok hamba Tuhan dari Church of Christ Australia tiba di kota Mesa, Arizona.
So one night a group of Church of Christ pastors arrived in a city called Mesa in Arizona in the US.
Nah, sewaktu kami sedang menunggu koper kami, saudara, sekelompok penerima tamu dari gereja besar yang akan kami kunjungi itu datang menyambut kami.
So while we were waiting for our luggages, a group of people sent by the host church was coming to approach us, to welcome us.
Ketika saya mendapatkan koper saya, tiba-tiba dari belakang saya ada seorang tua mengulurkan tangannya mengambil alih koper saya.
So when I get my luggage, suddenly there was an older person that suddenly offered to bring my luggage for me.
Karena saya orang Asia, saya menghargai orang lebih tua, maka saya bilang jangan, let me do it. Biarkan saya yang kerjakan.
Because I come from an Asian culture, I respect the elderly and I told him, no, let me handle it myself.
Dia bilang, Anda tamu, saya host, biarkan saya yang tarik koper Anda.
But he insisted, he said that you are my guest, I'm your host and I will look after you.
Lalu kemudian kami berjalan, sebelum sampai mobil, dia sudah ceritakan kepada saya bahwa dia adalah senior pastor dari gereja yang kami kunjungi.
So before we reach his car, he told us the story that he's actually the ex-senior pastor of the church that we are going to go to.
Saudara dia yang raise up leaders dalam gereja itu.
He is the person who raised up leaders in that church.
Tapi waktu dia harus pensiun, dia memilih untuk jadi deacon untuk meneruskan pelayanan dia.
But when he retired, he chose to be a deacon for his church.
Dia tidak melayani sebagai pemimpin lagi, tetapi dia melayani menarik koper.
He didn't serve as a leader anymore, but he served as somebody who help around.
Malam itu saya berjanji atas diri saya.
That night I made a promise to myself.
Kalau saya retire nanti, saya akan kembali semula dengan pelayanan apa yang saya dipercayakan.
When I retire one day, I will minister in the ministry that I was entrusted at the very beginning.
Yaitu, jangan heran kalau saudara lihat saya suka vacuum cleaning, saudara.
So don't be surprised if you see me, you know, vacuuming here.
Karena
and there.
Sebelum saya bisa khotbah, sebelum saya bisa memimpin, saya membersihkan gereja dan rumah yang dipakai untuk persekutuan doa.
Because before preach a sermon and do all of this kind of things, I begin my ministry with them, just cleaning up the house of God.
Saudara, Daud juga bukan hanya menghargai kepercayaan yang sekecil apapun, tapi dia mempertaruhkan nyawanya untuk menjaga kepercayaan tersebut.
So David not only look after the little things, but he also put his life on the line to protect those little things.
Saya bayangkan kambing dombanya kalau bisa ngomong, dia bilang, wow, kita aman dalam pimpinan Daud.
So if the sheep can speak, they will probably say that, oh, we are so safe on this person's leadership.
Saya bayangkan kalau kita dengan 2-3 ekor kambing domba lalu datang beruang menyerang, kita pikir, so what? Daripada gua mati, mendingan kambing dombanya yang mati.
So maybe we think to ourselves, oh, I have 2-3 sheep. If there is a bear that comes, it's alright. Let us sacrifice the sheep.
Kita melepaskan tanggung jawab kita.
We probably will release our responsibility.
Berapa banyak orang yang berpikir demikian?
How many of you think like that?
Saudara, saya ceritakan satu peristiwa Perang Dunia Kedua.
Let me tell you a story that happens during World War II.
Kenapa terjadi Perang Dunia Kedua?
Why World War II happen in the first place?
Menjelang akhir tahun 30, saudara, 1930, kekuatan Nazi di Eropa itu sudah mulai kelihatan.
So approaching the late 1930s, the power of Nazi Germany grew even more powerful.
Nah, tugasnya Prancis dan Inggris untuk menegur Jerman supaya mereka jangan sampai membuat sesuatu apa itu namanya memulai perang, saudara.
So it was actually France and UK's responsibility to nudge Germany not to create any havoc in Europe.
Nah, tahun 1938, saudara, Prancis sama Jerman menandatangani satu perjanjian yang namanya Perjanjian Munich.
But instead, in 1938, England and France made a pact with Germany called the Munich Agreement.
Isinya adalah membiarkan Jerman untuk mengambil sebagian dari Czechoslovakia.
Which stated that they will take a blind eye when Germany took some regions of Czechoslovakia.
Padahal Czechoslovakia itu adalah sekutu dari Inggris dan Prancis.
But you know what? Czechoslovakia was actually an ally of France and UK.
Karena Prancis dan Inggris melepaskan tanggung jawab mereka, akhirnya mereka korbankan persahabatan dengan Czechoslovakia.
Because England and France, they released their responsibility. They sacrificed Czechoslovakia to Germany.
Tahun 1939.
In 1939,
Uni Soviet juga membuat satu perjanjian dengan Jerman.
The Soviet Union also made a pact with Germany.
Perjanjian ini diberi nama Pakta Molotov-Ribbentrop.
Okay, this pact is called Molotov-Ribbentrop Pact.
Isinya adalah di mana Soviet Union tidak berurusan apabila Jerman mengambil atau mengambil semua Eropa Timur.
Which stated that Soviet Union will not hinder Germany from occupying the Eastern Europe.
Akibat dua perjanjian ini, saudara.
As a consequence of these two pacts.
Jerman bersekutu dengan Italia dan Jepang untuk merebut Eropa.
Germany become allies with Italy and Japan to took over Europe.
Saudara, akhirnya perang Eropa tidak bisa dihindarkan.
And that's when the World War II in Europe begins.
No, it's not World War II.
No, not yet. It's,
ini perang Eropa.
And this is when the Pan-Europe war begin. It's unavoidable.
Karena perang begitu besar di Eropa.
But because the war was so fierce in Europe.
Jerman menguasai Soviet Union, Inggris sebagian Soviet Union, dan Inggris dan Prancis.
Germany took over a large chunk of Soviet Union and also France and
akhirnya and Amerika England. Bantu menolong mereka.
So America decided to help them out.
Itulah yang disebut namanya Perang Dunia Kedua.
And that's called World War II.
Karena Amerika terlibat.
Because America was involved now.
Pada waktu itu Amerika dipimpin oleh Presiden Roosevelt, Franklin Roosevelt.
So America was led by President Roosevelt.
Di tengah-tengah kepemimpinan Roosevelt dalam memutuskan perang dengan Jerman, saudara, dia mati.
In the midst of Roosevelt reign during the war, he passed away.
Dan wakilnya Harry Truman yang menjadi presiden.
And his vice president Harry Truman became the president.
Saudara, Harry Truman orang yang tidak terkenal pada waktu itu.
Harry Truman was pretty much an unknown person back then.
Tetapi ada satu plakat di meja dia yang bertulisan "The buck stop here."
But there was a plaque on his desk which says "The buck stops here."
Artinya tanggung jawab di tangan saya.
That pretty much mean that the responsibility stop with him.
Kalau kejatuhan Eropa terjadi, itu tanggung jawab saya.
If Europe fall, it's because of my fault.
Akhirnya dia memutuskan untuk membom Nagasaki dan Hiroshima.
And he also decided to bomb Nagasaki and Hiroshima.
Akhirnya dia memutuskan untuk semua sekutu mulai perang dari Normandy, masuk dari Normandy yang disebut namanya V-Day untuk menghancurkan pertahanan Jerman.
And he also decided to attack Germany starting from Normandy. That's when they called the V-Day.
Saudara, Harry Truman berhasil mengalahkan Jerman dan sekutunya.
Harry Truman successfully defeated Germany and its allies.
Dan orang mengenal satu istilah plakat yang ada di atas mejanya yang dikenal sebagai The Buck Stop Here.
And they remember one of the keywords that he always remember and that he always remind himself by placing a plaque, the buck stops here.
Saya baru tahu saudara, istilah itu dipakai orang main kartu dalam poker.
I only learned that that terms is actually come from the poker game.
Bila seorang pemain poker tidak ingin menaruh kartunya ya di atas meja, ia meminta melewati atau mengalihkan kesempatan kepada pemain berikutnya.
So when a poker player don't want to play that hand, he will pass on the game to the next person.
Itu yang disebut namanya passing the buck.
And that's called passing the buck.
Saudara, passing the buck ini buck inilah artinya bukan tanggung jawab saya.
So passing the buck is in another way of saying it's not my responsibility.
Inilah yang dipakai oleh Soviet Union, Inggris dan Prancis.
This is what Soviet Union, England and France used.
Yang seharusnya kekuatan mereka bisa mengalahkan Jerman kalau mereka bersekutu pada waktu itu.
Their powers was sufficient in order to defeat Germany back then.
Tapi mereka lepaskan tanggung jawab itu.
But they decided not to bear responsibility.
Akhirnya 73 juta jiwa korban pada waktu perang di Eropa.
And as a consequence, 73 million people perished during World War II.
Saudara yang dikasih Tuhan, kalau Tuhan percayakan Anda hal yang kecil, please katakan semua ini dalam tanggung jawab saya.
When God entrusted even little things to you, please say in your heart that this is my responsibility.
Saudara harus bisa berikan hidupmu untuk itu.
You have to be able to sacrifice your life even.
Saudara harus bisa pertaruhkan nyawamu untuk itu.
You have to be able to sacrifice even your life for those things.
Yang kedua, Daud bertanggung jawab terhadap apa yang ada padanya.
So the second one, David was responsible for those things that has been entrusted to him.
Saudara, Daud tidak menunggu sampai perkara besar baru dia bertanggung jawab.
David didn't wait until being entrusted with a big thing when so that he become responsible.
Tapi dalam hal yang kecil pun dia membeli, dia bertanggung jawab apa adanya.
So even with the little thing that he was trusted towards him, he is responsible for those things.
Waktu dia mengalahkan Goliat, saudara.
When he defeated Goliath.
Kemudian karena Saul iri terhadap dia.
And because Saul was jealous of him.
Terpaksa dia harus lari.
He have to run away.
Saudara, dia bersembunyi di sebuah goa yang disebut namanya Gua Adullam.
He hide in a cave called the Adullam cave.
Saudara, ketika saudara-saudaranya dan orang-orang lain mendengar Daud ada di Gua Adullam.
When his brothers and all of his relatives hear that David is in Adullam cave.
Maka mereka datang bergabung dengan dia 400 orang.
So they and about 400 people come and join him.
Dan bayangkan yang datang dengan kepada dia bukan orang kaya, orang berpendidikan.
And those people who come and join him was not educated people or they're not rich people.
Tetapi orang yang dikejar hutang, orang bermasalah semua.
So they're all people who have problems with debt and stuff like that.
Kalau saya katakan dalam bahasa Indonesia kasarnya pecundang.
So in simple English it's probably they are just losers.
Jadi Daud tidak mengatakan kepada orang-orang, gua udah susah, lu jangan bikin gua susah lagi.
So David didn't say to them, hey, I'm already in such a pity. Why do you wanna add on to my misery?
Tetapi dia welcome mereka.
But he welcome all of them.
Di sini saya melihat peristiwa Daud. Selain dia juga menerima mereka apa adanya, dia menghargai setiap orang tanpa memandang latar belakang.
So in this I can actually see that David see people for who they are. They don't he don't look at their background.
Saudara, hargai setiap orang tanpa melihat latar belakang dia.
So value each people without looking at their background.
Kalau dia kaya, saudara baru baik sama dia. Kalau dia enggak kaya atau miskin, saudara enggak cuek sama dia.
Don't have an attitude that you only befriend the rich people. If they're not rich, then you don't befriend them at all. That's wrong.
Kalau saudara lihat orang ini punya benefit, baru saudara mulai baik sama dia. Tetapi kalau dia enggak punya benefit untuk Anda, Anda tidak baik.
Also, don't just befriend people who will bring benefit to you. And if they don't bring any benefit to you, then you don't want to befriend with them. That's also wrong.
Melalui 400 pecundang ini, Daud memberikan, menambah value dalam hidup mereka.
So, with these 400 people, David actually add values to those people's life.
Dari orang pecundang, dia didik menjadi pahlawan.
So, from a losers, they become heroes.
Oleh sebab itu Daud dikenal sebagai pahlawan yang luar biasa.
And that's why David is known as a very very memorable hero.
Karena dia bisa merubah hidup pecundang menjadi pahlawan bagi dia.
Because he can change the people's life from being losers to being heroes.
Saudara, kadangkala Tuhan kasih orang yang tidak berarti kepada Anda.
So sometimes God entrusted people who is don't have any value seemingly in your life.
Tetapi kalau Anda bisa menambahkan value dalam hidup orang itu, Anda akan berhasil.
But if you can add values to those people, you will be successful.
Karena orang itu yang akan membawa Anda kepada pintu kesuksesan.
Because they will bring you to the gate of success.
Oleh sebab itu, jangan pernah melihat orang karena latar belakangnya.
So that's why do not look at people from their background.
Oleh sebab itu, saudara, perumpamaan Yesus katakan begini, yang keperumpamaan yang kepada orang yang pertama dan yang kedua, baik sekali perbuatanmu, dan aku akan memberikan kau tanggung jawab yang lebih besar.
So that's why in the first parable, Jesus said to his, the master said to his servants, really good that you are responsible, I will entrust you with more things.
Kalau saudara punya talenta yang kecil, kembangkan talenta itu.
If you have small talents, grow upon it, expand it.
Tambahkan value di dalam pada waktu Anda mengembangkan talenta itu.
Add values to those talents that has been entrusted to you.
Saya bilang sama saudara, kadangkala saya susah jadi pendeta.
I wanna reveal something to you. Sometimes it's hard to be a pastor.
Kalau zaman sekarang jarang sekarang. Dulu saudara, mereka selalu bilang, kok boleh nggak saya pakai nama Koko untuk saya cari kerjaan?
Maybe it's not so nowadays, but back then, people always ask me, "Can I ask your reference to look for jobs?"
Nah, biasanya, saudara, biasanya, kalau orang itu saya lihat Evan, wah luar biasa, saya tulisin, saya bikin, saya karangin. Memang saya sudah ada karangannya untuk supaya perusahaan itu yakin, telepon saya dan saya ceritakan tentang Evan supaya Evan diterima.
Oh, sometimes if I know that the person is trustworthy, I will have a template of what I will write for that people so that you know the company will call me and we can talk about that person.
Dan itu biasa terjadi, saudara.
And usually that happens.
Tapi kalau orang itu saya tahu enggak hidupnya enggak bertanggung jawab.
But if I know that that person does not is not really responsible.
Saya bilang gini, enggak apa-apa, kasih aja nama nomor telepon saya.
I will probably tell the guy, oh no, it's all right. Give my phone number.
Saudara pikir company mau telepon?
Do you think that the company will bother to call me?
No.
No, they won't.
Kecuali ada surat pengantar.
Unless there is a covering letter from me.
Oleh sebab itu saya selalu melihat dengan mata kepala saya sendiri bagaimana anak-anak muda dulu.
That's why I always observe with my own eyes how do they live in their day-to-day life.
Komitmen mereka itu merupakan kunci untuk saya membuka peluang kalau mereka cari kerjaan.
Their commitment in their ministries is will move me in order to help them when they look for jobs.
Kalau mereka enggak komitmen, saya cuma bilang pakai aja nomor telepon Om. That's it.
When I see that they're not really committed, then I will just, you know, tell them to give my number.
Karena perusahaan tidak akan telepon saya.
Because, you know, the company will not call me anyway.
Bagian yang ketiga, Daud bertanggung jawab terhadap pengorbanan orang lain.
So the third point is that David was responsible for other sacrifice.
Dia merubah pecundang menjadi pahlawan dengan cara menghargai pengorbanan mereka.
He changed losers to be heroes by honoring all of the sacrifice that they've made.
Kenapa mereka sayang sama Daud?
Why do they love David so much?
Satu kali waktu Daud dikejar oleh Saul dan dikejar oleh orang Filistin.
One day when David was being chased by the Philistines.
Saudara, dia terjepit waktu itu.
He was in a bit of a you know between a rock and a hard place.
Dia ada di sebuah lembah di Ephraim.
He was in a valley somewhere in Ephraim region.
Kemudian Daud tiba-tiba punya keinginan untuk minum dari air dari sumur di Bethlehem.
So suddenly he wanted to have a drink from one of the well in Bethlehem.
Saudara bayangkan waktu dia ngomong begitu, saudara, karena itu musim panas waktu itu. Tiba-tiba tiga pahlawannya mempertaruhkan nyawa mereka untuk ambil air dari Bethlehem.
When he said that, he was so thirsty because it was during summer time, and suddenly three of his heroes, break through the enemy's line in order to get the water.
Saudara, waktu mereka kembali dan memberikan air secara surprise kepada Daud.
So when they come back with the water and give it to David as a surprise,
Daud bilang, "Oh my God." Dia melihat air itu bukan lagi sebagai air biasa, saudara.
David did not see the water as water anymore.
Tapi darah tiga pahlawan dia.
But he sees the water as the blood of his three heroes.
Saudara, Daud berkata begini, "Saya tidak akan minum air ini."
David said to his heroes, "I will not drink this water."
Karena air ini nilainya terlalu tinggi.
Because this water values is simply too high.
Saudara, seorang leader, seorang pemimpin, dia selalu menghargai perbuatan dari anak buahnya.
So a leader is always values the sacrifices that his people made for him.
Saya bilang sama saudara, kalau saudara menjadi seorang pemimpin yang baik, yang di mana orang bisa stick sama Anda terus, Anda harus selalu memberikan penghargaan kepada orang lain.
So if you become a good leader and people stick with you, you have to be able to value them, you have to be able to appreciate them.
Jangan mengukur orang dari apa yang dia perbuat, tetapi coba saudara lihat pengorbanan dia.
Don't value people by just what they do, but value them from the sacrifice that they've made.
Saudara, kalau saya pun ke luar negeri umpamanya jalan-jalan gitu ya.
So if I go overseas, you know, for traveling.
Dimanapun saya berada, kalau ada salah satu jemaat yang sudah lama sama saya yang saya tahu pengorbanannya terhadap gereja ini.
If I know that there is ex member of this church that I know how much that they have sacrificed for this church,
saya akan pulang, saudara.
I will come back. Sorry. I will come back home.
Saya akan bilang sama keluarga saya, kamu jalan terus, saya pulang dulu untuk ngurus sesuatu yang mereka butuhkan.
Oh yeah, so if there's an issue in here, so although I'm somewhere overseas, I will make a point to come back here, and my family can go on to the trip. I will come back here in order to look after the needs of those people.
Buat saya, pengorbanan mereka sangat berarti.
For me, their sacrifice is very, very valuable.
Saudara Daud menghargai pengorbanan orang lain.
David honors people's sacrifice.
Waktu air itu dia lihat, dia tuangkan, dia bilang, ini untuk Tuhan, bukan untuk saya.
When he received that water, he poured it back down to the ground. This is for God, not for me.
Saya suka dengan Daud, saudara.
I really love that gesture from David.
Dia mengembalikan, dia bilang, Tuhan, aku tidak layak minum air ini, tapi ini untuk Engkau.
He says to God, I'm not worthy to receive this water, but this is for you, God.
Saudara, dia terima semuanya dengan cuma-cuma.
He received everything freely.
Dia berikan kembali untuk Tuhan.
He gave it back all to God.
Dia menghargai pengorbanan anak-anak buahnya, pahlawan dia, dan dia berikan untuk Tuhan.
He values the sacrifice of his heroes and he gave it all back to God.
Kita tidak deserve untuk itu.
We don't deserve for that.
Oleh sebab itu, kalau Anda menjadi seorang leader,
that's why when you become a leader one day,
perhatikan anak buahmu.
You have to look after your people.
Jangan saudara gap itu jauh banget gitu.
Don't have such a huge gap in your lifestyle and their lifestyle.
Lifestyle saudara tinggi, lifestyle sementara mereka susah. Padahal kalau nggak ada mereka, Anda nggak bisa.
You know, you might actually be lavish in luxury, and they live, you know, such a meager life. Although you know that without them, you won't be where you are now.
Tapi Anda harus perhatikan kebutuhan dia.
But you have to pay attention to their needs as well.
Supaya mereka stick sama saudara.
So that they stick with you.
Supaya mereka bisa bela saudara.
So that they can defend you.
Tapi kalau saudara hanya memikirkan kepentinganmu dan keluargamu.
But if you only think about your needs and your family needs.
Suksesmu tidak akan berlangsung lama.
Your success will not last long.
Orang akan tinggalkan Anda.
People will leave you.
Saudara, sampai Daud mati, dia menjadi pahlawan yang diakui sampai hari ini.
Even when David passed away, he is acknowledged as a hero, even up to until today.
Kolose 3 ayat 23, ayat penutupnya.
So this is Colossians 3 verse 23.
Dikatakan begini saudara, apapun yang saudara lakukan, lakukan itu untuk Tuhan, bukan untuk manusia.
It says like this, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters.
Kalau saudara dipercayakan hal yang kecil, lakukan itu untuk Tuhan, bukan untuk saudara.
If you've been entrusted with little things, do it for God, not just for your own self.
Karena Anda enggak tahu di balik semua itu Tuhan sedang mempersiapkan sesuatu yang besar.
Because you never know, behind all of that things which seemingly is so small, God is preparing something big for you.
Tadi pagi saya pinjam kesaksian Grace.
This morning I borrowed Grace's testimony.
Dia yang terjemahkan saya, jadi saya pikir saya gampang untuk berikan kesaksian dia.
She was the one who was translating me, that's why I thought it's pretty easy for me to use her testimony.
Saya selalu ingat kalau dia pulang kerja, dia selalu cerita sama istri saya, maminya.
I always remember every time she come back from work, she always explain to her her mother what happened during the day.
Ini kejadian beberapa tahun yang lalu ketika dia masuk di company yang besar, saudara.
This happened a couple of years ago when he entered a huge company.
Nah, biasanya company yang besar itu banyak politik di dalamnya.
Normally in a big company there is a lot of politicking.
Dan Grace jenuh karena banyak politik dan dia ingin keluar dari company itu.
And Grace grew a bit tired from all of this politicking around.
Dia discuss sama maminya.
And she discussed with her mom.
Dan saya dengar maminya bilang, Grace, kamu jangan keluar.
And I remember hearing my wife said to Grace, Grace, don't quit this from this company.
Saudara, kalau Anda punya masalah di gereja, Anda keluar dan Anda berpikir, ah, gereja emang ya satu, di mana-mana banyak gereja gitu.
If you have a problem with a church and you probably think to yourself, there is so many churches in this town. You think that there's only one church?
Istri saya memberikan teladan kepada Grace. kami pernah mengalami masalah dalam gereja, Chris, tapi kita stick dengan komitmen kita.
My wife, you know, lead by example. I mean, explain it to Grace. We have had so many problems, but we stick. We commit to one church.
Satu hal yang saya belajar dari orang tua, kalau dia bisa berbuat, ya dia berbuat, dan hal itu akan memberikan otoritas dia dalam berbicara kepada anak-anaknya.
One thing that I learned in life is that when the parents do what they said that they will do, it will bring authority towards their children's life.
Istri saya bilang, Grace, kamu jangan keluar. Stay there.
My wife said to Grace, Grace, don't leave the company, stay there.
6 bulan kemudian.
And 6 months later,
terjadi pergantian di dalam posisi company.
There was a reshuffling in the whole company.
Tak lama kemudian Grace dipromosi jadi senior.
And Grace was promoted into a senior role.
Saudara, kalau istri saya tidak memberikan teladan kepada anaknya, pasti dia bilang, ya udah, cari aja company yang lain.
If my wife didn't show a good example to Grace to her, she will probably said, oh no, just leave it for another company.
Jadi contoh untuk anak-anak kita.
So we have to become a role model to our kids.
Karena kalau kita ngomong, pasti ada wibawa.
Because when we say something, then there is a, you know, there's authority in that when what we said.
Bagi anak-anak muda, melayani Tuhan.
For all of the young people in here, serve God.
Karena engkau tidak tahu di depan itu Tuhan sedang sediakan sesuatu yang wow.
Because you don't know what God has prepared at the front. I mean, there may be something wow that He has prepared for you.
Tuhan percayakan itu kepada saya dan istri.
God entrust that for me and my wife.
Satu kali saya pulang Indonesia, ada seorang hamba Tuhan, businessman. Dia businessman tapi dia hamba Tuhan. Dia tanya saya.
One day I went back to Indonesia and there was a businessman who is also a pastor that come and approach me and he asked me.
Pak Agus, saya hormat sama Pak Agus.
Pastor Agus, I really respected you.
Pak Agus, ada satu jemaat Pak Agus yang sedang apply pekerjaan dengan saya.
There is one of your ex members that is applying job at my place.
Saya akan terima kalau Pak Agus bilang yes.
I will accept him if you say yes.
Saya bilang namanya siapa?
And I asked him what is his name.
Waktu dia sebut namanya.
When he mentioned the name,
saya bilang sama teman saya.
I said to that friend of mine,
saya tidak mau mengecewakan kamu.
I don't want to disappoint you.
Lebih bagus kamu enggak usah terima dia.
It's probably better for you not to employ him.
Hamba Tuhan ini bilang gini. Teman saya bilang gini. Saya salut sama Pak Agus.
And that person says, I really admire you.
Padahal anak ini sudah lama di gereja.
So this person has been coming to this church for quite a while.
Tapi anak ini tidak pernah memperbuat sesuatu komitmen.
But he has never wanted to commit to the church.
Jadi saya cuma bilang sama dia, saya kenal dia sudah lama.
So I just told him that I know him for a long time.
Kalau yang baik saya akan rekomendasi ke kamu.
If it's a good one, then I will truly recommend it for you.
Tapi kalau enggak baik, saya juga kasih tahu kamu.
But if it's not a good one, then I will also, you know, tell you as frank as possible.
Kalau Anda memilih gereja ini gerejamu, Anda harus lakukan yang baik.
If you want to commit to this church, you have to do the best.
Karena Tuhan akan memberkati hidupmu kalau ada orang yang mempercayai engkau.
Because God will bless you if there's people who trusted you, who trust you in your life.
Kita lanjutkan dengan worship dulu.
Let us continue with our worship.
Can I invite everyone to stand up, please? I hope you are blessed. We're confident in all your ways, 'cause you know you never make mistakes. Yet you fill us with a greater faith. We believe. Sing it again. We are confident in all your ways. We know you never make mistakes. 'Cause you're fill us with a greater faith. We believe. Do you believe? God, how great you are. Great things you have done. For everything we see, there is more to come. Every victory, every battle's won. For everything we see, there is more to come. God, how great you are.
Bawa di kayu salib.
Every victory that Jesus bring onto the cross.
Dia sediakan buat saudara dan saya.
He has prepared for you and I.
Oleh sebab itu sering sekali saudara.
And that's why often.
Kadangkala Anda tidak melakukan hal yang keras, tetapi Anda bisa berhasil.
And that's why sometimes even if you don't work hard, you become a successful person.
Karena kepribadianmu menyenangkan Tuhan.
That's because of God's grace.
Oleh sebab itu Anda tidak perlu mati-matian berjuang.
That's why you don't need to struggle so hard.
Tapi Anda belajar untuk tune kepada Tuhan.
But you learn to tune into God.
Selama kita tinggal dalam sistem Tuhan.
While we live in God's system.
Kalau saudara tidak mengatur Tuhan,
if you don't try to dictate God, what
tapi
to do,
Tuhan yang memimpin Anda,
but He lead you the way,
Anda akan berhasil.
You will succeed.
Setia dalam perkara yang kecil.
Be faithful in the little things.
Hargai hal yang kecil.
Value even the little things.
Berikan hidupmu untuk hal yang kecil.
Give your life even for those little things.
Karena dari situlah Tuhan akan mempercayakan kau hal yang besar.
Because that's where God will begin to give you even larger things.
Semua degree-mu tidak akan berarti kalau engkau tidak melakukan apa yang menjadi kehendak Tuhan.
All of your degrees will not matter if you do not take responsibilities to these little things.
Semua akan berarti kalau engkau melakukan apa yang Tuhan mau.
Everything will be meaningful if you do what God wants.
Mari angkat tanganmu semua.
Let's lift up our hands.
Bapa, terima kasih untuk anak-anak muda yang hadir pagi hari.
Father God, thank you for all of the youth that come here this
morning. Berkati mereka.
Bless them all.
Biar Daud meninggalkan teladan untuk mereka.
So that David give a good example for all of them.
Karena Daud bukan orang yang sempurna.
Because David is nowhere near perfect.
Tetapi dia hidup dengan iman.
But he live with faith.
Dia hidup dengan kerendahan hati.
He live with a humility.
Dia hidup bertanggung jawab.
He live responsibly.
Karakter ini yang mengantar dia kepada kesuksesan yang besar.
These characters lead him to success.
Hamba berdoa supaya mereka yang dengar firman-Mu pagi hari, siang hari ini.
I pray to all of them who listen to this sermon this morning.
Supaya Roh Kudus materaikan firman ini.
So that the Holy Spirit will anoint each one of them.
Supaya mereka mengalami firman ini.
So that they experience these words.
Dalam nama Yesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless you all.